Blog Talk Radio.
The Most High name, Yahweh Elohim, he's the power, power, the only one on the scene. He created everything, and anybody can see. He made day and night, he made you and me, so let's praise him.
Entertainment.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Some beautiful singing by Yah's gates. Hallelujah. And now we're going to go into our last portion of the class. Before we do, we're going to start with a prayer. Giving all praises, glory, and honor unto the Elohim of Elohim, the King of Kings, the Man, Yishkak, and Yahakov, Yahweh, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Almighty, and there is none else besides thee. And we thank thee, mighty Yah, for this holy Shabbat day, for this holy convocation, and for your holy words that you've allowed us to hear this day. We ask you continue to allow us to hear the truth, so that your words and your name may be magnified. For Yahweh, you are righteous, and there is none else besides thee. And we thank thee, mighty Yahweh, for all your mercy that you and your loving kindness endureth forever. We thank you, mighty Yahweh, for your spiritual food, for the physical food, and for all the nourishing that you have given your children. For mighty Yahweh, you are our Father. You are our Master. And it is only through you in which we have life. And we thank thee, mighty Yah, for it. Please continue to be with your people, Israel. Please forgive us for our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions. Please, mighty Yahweh, look upon the afflicted and heal them. Upon the ones that are sick, that are down, that are shut in, that are even cast off. Please look upon them and make them whole. For mighty Yah, only you can save, only you can heal, and only you, mighty Yah, can restore. Please restore us, and please allow us to see your deliverance. For there is none else beside thee, and there's no one else that can save. So thank thee, mighty Yah, for all your great mercies. For we love you, we praise you, we worship you, we honor you by saying hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Amen. Without further delay, it is my pleasure and honor to be able to introduce unto you the Moray of the House. He is the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel. He is also the co-founder of the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, which he found with his elder and teacher, the late prophet Moray Elisha Yisrael. Cities. Moray Ishaya is also the host and teacher of the radio blog broadcast Nothing But the Truth, which is aired from Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. right here at the House of Israel. And Moray Ishaya is a teacher of many teachers, but for most importantly, Moray Ishaya is the servant of the mighty Yah. So let me introduce Moray Ishaya Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Shabbat Shalom. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise
Yah is righteous.
Yah
is holy.
Let
Yahweh be magnified.
You
may be seated. And Shabbat Shalom again. And Shabbat Shalom to all those listening by the way of internet, YouTube, Blog Talk, Facebook. There's no doubt in our mind the only reason you're listening is because of your fear towards Elohim. So, hallelujah. Before we get into our lesson today, before we get into questions for today's class, it looks like and appears that everybody's still alive. We finished our second complete week and about to go into our third week, and everybody looked good. Hallelujah. Everybody feel good? You feel good. You just don't know what good feeling feel like. That's all. We get confused. We think bad is good and good is bad. You feeling good. But you go to the doctor and they say, what you do? Yeah. Well, that's good. We're starting our third. And that's good. Look, I love counting because we're going into our third week. And there's really only five complete weeks. So we at what we used to call hump day. Hump day. So let's get over this hump. And then it's all downhill from there. Hallelujah. Then also, we have a conference we'll be participating in next weekend. Most of us, not all of us, will be in Charleston, or most of us, will be in Charleston, South Carolina next weekend. Again, commemorating, celebrating over 26 years of restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High Conference. Of course, we'll be dealing with four dynamic subjects. Let me read these subjects to you so you can. Everybody know the subjects? I'll read them. I got them on my That way the internet listening audience, they can have them, study them. Also, so we want everybody to study, because I hate to do all this studying, praying, meditating, calling on Yah, and then bring it to you all, and then y'all start debating, and you ain't studying nothing. That's not a good feeling. But nevertheless, number one, what are the signs that let us know that Yah will be returned to his people soon? It's one thing to just talk about it. Prove it. Prove that Yahweh is about to return. And we want to know the signs that Yahweh is going to return. You keep saying he's returning. You keep saying this is the time. Then prove it. Or you can be like everybody else. We don't know. We just don't know. We don't know. Number two, are there specific signs in the scriptures that describe the trouble that Yah's people will experience, such as Jacob's trouble? What are these specific signs? Anybody can talk about trouble. We had trouble for 400 years. But what will separate Jacob's trouble from all the other troubles that we have had? Number three, what are the signs of the righteous in the time of trouble? And that's real important, because everybody think they righteous, but there are certain signs that follow the righteous, especially in the time of trouble. Or one might say, they might not say, well, I'm the righteous, but they sure don't have no problem with calling you wicked. Number four, will we need money during this time of trouble? Not whether money will save you or anything, but in this trouble, will we need some money? Like as anything, where we need some money during this time of trouble, Jacob's trouble, our trouble. And of course, at the conference, we get into details why that question is so, so important. All right, y'all got them? Hallelujah. Also, we want to pray for one of our brothers. Well, actually, two of our brothers. One of them, beloved brother Yohanatan, out in Kentucky. He was the plant that he worked at exploded, and he was one of the injured. But he's okay, but he did have to go into surgery as a result of it, him and a few other people. And so we want to keep him in our prayers, and we make sure we say a prayer once we close out our Shabbat. Hallelujah. And so we want our internet listening audience to also pray for our brother and his family. And also we want to pray for one of our brothers that's here present today. Of course, he had already was making plans to not only come to Cincinnati, but he was making plans to come to the conference as well. And since him and I reconnected with each other, we've been talking almost every day. And this brother, I remember back in 1987, we began to open up Zerubbabel Pizza down on Lynn Street. And a bunch of people would come from Alicia class, and I hadn't even entered in class yet. I was studying, and I was, you know, studying because at this time, my mother and them said my brother was crazy. And so, yeah, that's true. He is a little crazy. They was right about some things. They was wrong about the main thing. And so I was studying. I said, I got to see for myself. And so Alicia, I met Alicia, not at class. I met Alicia as a Rubel Pisa. And I met a lot of the class members at Zerubbabel Pizza. And one of the brothers came down there, and for some strange reason, he took a interest in me, my little young self. And he seen me studying and seen me, you know, my zeal and my sincerity in wanting to know the Most High. And he said, well, do you have a Bible? I said, no, I just, you know, pick up Bibles, just, you know, read them and study. He said, well, here, I'm going to give you my Bible. I just want you to look at it and study it. Man, I opened that thing. It was highlighted in different colors on every page. And he just had notes for, I mean, just very meticulous notes that he took. And what that did for me, it sped up my learning tremendously. And so when I, by the time I stepped into class, I was already ready. I was sitting in the front seat ready to go, because I felt now I had the strength that I needed to walk. To see if they was right or whether they was wrong.